Yeah, it's definitely down. And so we always go to Corey Schneider for that kind of data. He hand tracks it and puts it out online as he goes through the season. And so drawing from what he has, those clean entries, they tend to lead to shots about twice as often as a dirty entry or when you dump the puck in and try to recover it on your own. So, you know, just in and of themselves, when you can come across the blue line under control, you know, it stands to reason that this is a much better offensive posture to take. And that bears out in the data, too. It's about twice as strong to come into the zone clean. Why have the Jets gotten away from it? Again, it's a strange thing. And like you said, anecdotally, I wonder, is there some sort of maybe fatigue that's come in? You know, they played a long season last year, and maybe they haven't come in with quite the same commitment to doing those things this season. I mean, Maurice was the coach last year, too, so there shouldn't be a major systems change. A lot of the forward lines look identical, so... You know, one thought is that maybe that's just they're not driving it in the same way. The other thing, and maybe the more, you know, analytic or statistically provable thing is we're still looking at a pretty small sample of games. We really like to get to about 25 games before we say anything definitive team-wide where, you know, we've seen a trend and we predict that this is going to last. The Jets are trending up as a team in all the shot rates and expected goal rates. That is improving slowly as we go. You know, maybe it's just a team that's rounding into form as we go. And those clean entries and the better shots and the high quality shots, maybe those are still coming as the team kind of finds themselves. And you know, so we're still in that small sample space. And maybe it corrects as we go forward.